The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, what's not to like about a real comfort classic, the fish cake? Gareth Mullins, executive chef of the Marker Hotel, is going to tell us how to cook up a gem in this regard. Good morning, Gareth.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
I'm very well today. So tell me about the fish cake. Which fish are we going to use?
So this recipe calls for some smoked haddock, but the great thing about this recipe is that it's quite versatile. It's really the principle of the fish cake is what I want to get people to get their head around. So the pitfalls, I suppose, in making a fish cake is that sometimes people tend to boil the potatoes and they take on a little bit of water, which in turn is going to make for a kind of watery fish cake, and that's not what we want. So I'm going to break the recipe into three parts, and the first bit is what we'll need to actually make the fish cake. So you need 500 grams of bacon potatoes, 10 spring onions or scallions, the zest of a lemon, a bunch of parsley, and I'm using 300 grams of undyed smoked haddock and 300 grams of milk to poach the haddock in. So to make the actual fish cake itself, I need you to bake the potatoes in a 180-degree oven on a tray until tender. So it should take around 40 to 50 minutes. When they come out, allow them to cool, cut them in half, and then you're going to use a spoon and scrape out all that kind of dried-out baked potato into a bowl. So that's the first part. The next bit is that you need to cook the fish. So as I said, I'm using smoked haddock here, but you could use a piece of cod or a piece of salmon. Put it into the milk, bring it up to the boil, and when it comes up to the boil, take it off the heat and just leave it sitting in the milk for about 30 minutes. What this does is, especially with the smoked fish, if it's salty in any way, the milk tends to draw out any of that flavour of salt, and it obviously cooks the fish, so all we need to do is flake it in then when it's cool enough to handle in on top of that potato. Then the seasoning, we're going to chop some spring onion, the lemon zest and the parsley, a good twist of pepper and a bit of salt. So when you have all that together, you're just going to mix all that up, and that's basically your fish cake mix made. So you have two options now. If you wish, you can either just shake them into the shape and put them into the fridge for a little bit and chill them, and then put them in a little bit of seasoned flour and run them through a pan to cook them. But what I like to do is I like to cover them in breadcrumbs because it gives them a nice crunchy texture. So to cover them in breadcrumbs, what we're going to need is two eggs, 50 ml of milk, 100 grams of seasoned flour, which is just some flour with some salt and pepper in it, 300 grams of breadcrumbs, and 50 grams of Parmesan cheese mixed together. So you set up flour, egg, and breadcrumb. So a very simple way of sticking breadcrumbs to anything. And then what you do is you take your fish cake. So I should have said this before. You'll probably get about 8 or 9 fish cakes out of that mix. So you just would have divided them up into equal-sized balls, roll them into a small little patty, and stick them in the fridge for half an hour. This allows them to set a little bit, and they won't break up when you go to pan fry them. And then all you do is put them through flour, egg, and breadcrumbs. The breadcrumbs will obviously stick because you've dredged them through the flour and the eggs, and that's your fish cake ready to go to be cooked.
So you're cooking the fish twice, really, and you're cooking the potato twice.
Yeah, exactly. And you can put the...
No, I was just going to say you've already cooked the potato by baking it and you've already poached the cod. So this is kind of heating it up really and getting a bit of crispness on the breadcrumb.
Yeah, so all you're really going to be doing then is getting a little bit of a colour on it. So the best way, because we put it into breadcrumbs, you can put it out onto a baking tray and spray it with a little bit of one of those oil sprays and run it through the oven. But if you want it to go really crisp, I suggest that you put a nice wide-based frying pan on and put about maybe a centimetre or a centimetre of oil in the bottom of the pan, and we're going to shallow fry these fish cakes. So you'll just gently put them into the oil when the oil is at a medium heat, and we're going to fry them on both sides so they go nice and golden and crispy. And then I just have a tray beside my stove, the oven preheated at 160 degrees, so do maybe 2 or 3 at a time in the pan carefully, put them out onto the tray, and then pop them into the oven to warm them through. And then the perfect garnish for this for me is a nice fresh tartar sauce, which couldn't be easier to make. 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 3 tablespoons of creme fraiche, 1 tablespoon of chopped gherkins and capers and spring onion, and then a hard-boiled egg. So we all know how to hard-boil an egg. Into a pan of cold water, bring it up to a simmer, cook it for 8 minutes, and then run under cold water for about 4 or 5 minutes. Peel it, grate it, and mix it in with those other ingredients, and you'll have one of the best tartar sauce you've ever tried.
Great stuff. Sounds absolutely delicious. Thanks very much, Gareth. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at the Marker Hotel. Thank you, Gareth, for joining us.